Welcome to Gleaning and Gathering. My name is Eric Heimlich. I'm your host, and today I'm doing this the old-fashioned way. I just hooked up the mic, and away we go. None of the newfangled tools and technology here today. Just doing it the way I used to do it. I had some thoughts on my mind today that I wanted to share with you. I woke up early yesterday, January 1st, 2024, and even though I saw in the new year, I was up at 5 o'clock and just ended up working on my office and cleaning out stuff and clearing off my organizational board and my board that I use for inspiration, set my 2024 goals, put up my 6x6. It's a system that I use. So every 6 weeks, establish 6 new priorities. What are the things that I'm going to be working on? And then trying to flesh those out, because you can do a lot more in 6 weeks than you think you can, but generally we don't, because we don't prepare ahead of time. But I got all that done and cleared off several of the books from my bookcase that are in my office, so that I could focus on the specific things that I feel like that God wants me to focus on this year. And one of those, in fact, my number one goal this year, is prayer. Prioritizing prayer is something that I feel like that God wants me to do, and something that I want to lean into. It's something that I've tried to be consistent in, but I think that what God wants to do in this area is going to a whole new level. I was listening to a podcast this morning, and Jenny Catron was talking about one of the aspects of an unhealthy culture is having busy seasons without rhythms of renewal. And I was thinking about that. You know, the problem is not busyness. We're all going to be busy at something. And so work expands to the time allotted to it. We're going to be busy. But the question is, what are we going to be busy at? And are we going to take time to really review the work that we've done and pull back and reflect and say, are we doing the right things? Are we doing the right things in the right way? And I think that the only way that we can really fully process what it is that God wants us to see and to hear is when we're doing that in prayer. And so for me this year, my first goal is to prioritize prayer by leading at least 2 all-night prayer gatherings and having a monthly day devoted to prayer each month. And so I'm still trying to get this together, get these details together, but I'm hoping to have here at Victory Acres just an open time for God's people to come together, people that are longing for the light. And I'm not sure if that's what we're going to call it or not, but just a desire for God to come and to bring his kingdom more fully and to say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We want his light to burn so that people are drawn to him. And so this night of prayer would be focused on Christ coming, on waiting, on longing for the coming King, and really just a time of intercession. There's a lot going on in our world. There's a lot going on in our nation, and you don't have to look very far to see that and to know that. And I think that all of us recognize we are living, as the word is overused now, but in unprecedented times. There's just so much going on. And the question for a lot of people is, you know, what are we supposed to do about this? Well, men ought always to pray and not to faint. We ought to be seeking God. We don't need to be worrying. We don't need to be anxious for anything. But by everything, with prayer and supplication, let our requests be made known unto God. That's what we need to be doing, is we need to be praying. And I believe that as we are together, coming together with God's people in prayer and seeking his face, that God is going to bring those connections together, those people together, those resources together, those plans together that are far beyond our strategic plan, far beyond our ability to be able to demonstrate our smartness, and that God's going to do some things that are supernatural, that are beyond our understanding. And that's what I'm longing for. And so in this new season, as I'm prioritizing prayer, I cleared off a shelf of my bookshelf to put the books regarding prayer and seeking God and desiring God, all in that center section, right there, eye level. As I turn around, it's right in front of me. And so this year, I'm trying to prioritize that, not just in my life, but also in my library, and endeavor to really make that front and center. And so that's what's on my mind this morning. As I was listening to that same podcast, one of the things that that she said in that stuck out to me is we have to lead ourselves well to lead others better. And I think that as leaders, you know, there's really three things that are necessary to be able to really move an organization forward. We have to have the mission and vision, of course. And that's really where many times we focus. Mission and vision is important. We need to know what it is we're trying to do, have absolute clarity around that. But then the next thing that we move to automatically is, how do we get it done? What is the strategy? And so we spend time thinking about, you know, the nuts and bolts stuff. But really the in-between piece is the culture piece. How do we create a culture? How do we develop a team that can actually make that strategy happen? And I think that's where, at least for me, I've found things breaking down in the past. You know, recruiting and empowering a like-minded team at Victory Acres that can develop the farm by identifying key roles, preparing the plan, and plugging them in is one of my goals this year. And that's my goal number 8 on my list there. Trying to do that and developing that team, I think, for me, centers around prayer. Who are the people that need to be part of that? I think it's going to be the people I'm praying with. It's going to be the people that God is connecting me with in prayer. Who are the people that He's bringing to me and that He is bringing together with me, that are having their hearts united together in that same direction? And so that's what I'm trying to pay attention to as we're moving forward, is that we're developing a culture with Christ at the center, but also developing a culture where health and real, I'm talking about real health, spiritual, physical, emotional, financial, all the way around, is part of who we are. Not just that this is a means to an end, but that this is who we are. And so for me, I want to be growing my marriage. I want to be developing my family. I want to be improving my physical health. I want to have mentor relationships in my life that I enjoy and that are pouring into my life. People who have the ability to use the red pen on my plans, so to speak. I want to do the things that will create rhythms in my life of renewal, to where in the middle of the busyness, I'm not finding myself with the gas tank on empty. I'm not finding myself with no oil for my lamp. I think that's where I'm at. And again, that's many times, unfortunately, not where I've been. And just to be honest, that's part of, I guess, my reason for wanting to lean into this. We're headed into some really choppy waters. And I don't know what all is on the horizon in 2024. But in terms of what's going on economically in the world, with the wars, with the election, with all the rest of the things that could be, it wouldn't take a prophet to recognize that there are some challenging days ahead. And so how do we prepare for that uncertain future? I believe part of preparing for that is preparing individually, making sure that we have our heart in the right place, making sure that we have our house in order, making sure that we've got the things that we need to be paying attention to close to home in such a way that, as my friend Mark Sankey said, I remember him speaking at GBS's missions convention a few years ago about his situation there in Mexico. He said, make sure that you live in such a way that when it comes time to die, all you have to do is die. I thought that was incredibly helpful. We need to be living in such a way that there are no regrets, that when it comes time to die, all we have to do is die. That's it. There's no apologies to make. There's no large situations that we've got to go back and try to undo or deal with. We're just living ready. Living every day ready. And so I think that's what it really means to live in health and to be in that space where we are the person that God wants us to be, that we are using the gifts that He's given us, and that, as Charles Wesley put it, to serve this present age, our calling to fulfill. Oh, may it all my powers engage to do my Master's will. This is the charge we have to keep, and it's the work that we've got to do. And so I just want to challenge you. What are your 2024 goals? What is it that you're working on now that you need to be working on? And I'm not just talking about in a New Year's resolution sort of way. I'm talking about in light of a situation in this world where this may be maybe the last year we get. This may be it. And if it is, how do we make it the absolute best that we can? How do we prepare in such a way that we leave it all on the table, we leave it all in the field, so to speak, that we don't hold anything back, but live in such a way where in the middle of that busyness that we have times of renewal and rhythms of renewal in our life, where we're coming back again and again to seek the face of God. For Gleaning and Gathering, God bless.